The Volumes of Truth. Volume 3. Grafted In. February 2, 2007. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for Timothy, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord to his servant Timothy, why do you beseech the Lord your God, in such a manner? Have I not given you your heart's desire? Stop stifling the spirit, and break free from doubt. For doubt is your enemy, a clever adversary, a false witness, the work of the evil one, in an attempt to bar your way before me. Therefore, cast off the unfruitful works of the devil, and embrace that which I have given you, and you shall surely be established. Let not doubt nor fear rule over you any longer. You need only turn to me and believe, for all I have spoken shall surely come to pass. And yet, you ask of these things written in the book called Revelation, and of the 144,000. Why do you doubt? Have I not said, you are chosen, and you shall go for me? Therefore listen, and also understand. I am no respecter of persons, for all in the Messiah are of one body. So then your appointment is not by lineage nor heritage, but of Messiah. And what of those of the line of Israel who reject the Messiah? Shall they go for me? Surely not. For they are broken off. Until such time I choose to graft them in again. And if I choose one such as you, Timothy, whom I have plucked from among the Gentiles, and grafted in, are you not then the same as those who remain in the olive tree? Again, only those in union with the Messiah shall go for me. For if you are adopted into the family of Abraham, then of Abraham you are. If I have grafted you into the branch of Levi, then of the Levites you are. And as a Levite, you shall serve. And if you grow from the true vine, and I myself have pruned you, then you shall indeed bear much fruit in my name. Therefore, let no man, nor any doctrine conceived within the churches of men, lead you astray. Do not be swayed, nor doubt, on account of all their lofty assertions, which they falsely call truth. For upon their heads is a veil held fast by the pride and arrogance of men. Men in authority who teach and preach in my name, though I have not sent them. For they do always bear false witness, saying, I see, I see. Though they themselves remain blinded. Their knowledge is corrupt. Not one has heard the voice of the living God, nor will they embrace me, as I truly am. For as it is written, when I swear an oath, I swear by myself, for there is none greater. Therefore, who I choose, I choose. I am the Lord,